are the care compass, pointing hearts back home, turning quiet lonely rooms into places they belong. To the elderly, the wise, you give your steady light, careful care, caring compassion in the soft hours of the night.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Care Compass. I'm so excited to be doing this show with you. It's so important to be able to have someone to talk to have someone to guide you, to have a place that you can ask the questions that you really want to ask, and a place to actually find answers, direction, comfort, care, support, and a little laughter, hope, vision, dreams, all of those things along the way. Starting next week, we will be having guests from every aspect of aging, and you'll be able to call in and talk to them, ask the questions that you've always wanted to ask, and get those answers that you need in your heart. I decided to come on today as it was an auspicious day for me today. As we've been setting up and doing promos for this show, I realize today that this weekend is the Martial Arts Hall of Fame events, and I am an inductee in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. If you know anything about me, I'm a world champion. I'm actually 13-time Hall of Fame inductee. And 2 years ago, I was winning the Living Legend Award. And I invited my parents to go with me to the awards. And it was a really big deal for me to be winning the Living Legend Award. My dad's cousins flew in from back east, and we had a really special table and a beautiful night planned. And the fact that I could be receiving something so ginormous and be able to share it with my parents was such a gift. And as we were at the table, before the evening really began, my mom collapsed. And she literally just collapsed at the table. And you can hear the gasps from around the room. And the next thing I know, the paramedics were there, and the ambulances were there, and the fire engines were there. And I was in an ambulance in a gown heading to the hospital. And then my mom proceeded to have 4 or 5 days of nonstop rolling seizures, and she didn't come back. She went into a coma state where she couldn't talk, and she couldn't open her eyes, and she couldn't move her hands or her feet. And we knew she was in there, and to go from that high, an evening that was supposed to be a mark in my life and my existence, to then sleeping in the hospital and moving into the hospital and being there for her and being there for my dad. And I remember that I was sleeping in the hospital and I was in the room, and my father was saying his goodbyes to my mom and telling her what an incredible wife she had been and how beautiful their life was. And he was taking her from the day they met, every place they had ever visited, every place they ever went. And it was a conversation that I felt like I was intruding on. And at the same time, it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced, to hear my father's love for my mom and to hear him share their journey. And I had to call, I had to make funeral arrangements, I had to do all these things. And as we were whispering in my mom's ear, knowing that she was in there somewhere, and we were told just talk to her, I got this instinct that she was going to fight. She was not ready to leave. She wanted to be with my dad, everything that he said, and that she was going to come back to us. And I held on to that belief and that thread. And we have been fighting for the past few years, and through this podcast, through this journey, I will go through the journey of both of my parents and what I have gone through. He had cancer, he broke his neck, she had a stroke, she had the feeding tube and all these things that she had. We had Parkinson's. There was so much that I will share with you in different aspects of care and different aspects of rehab and different aspects of every thing that you would need to know for the safety, the health, and the wellness of your parents, as well as the journey for yourself. But I remember getting ready to go to the awards and having my parents beside me, and going in the car and thinking about this night and how different that night turned out. And so if you are out there and you were on vacation, you were doing something, and all of a sudden you got that call, or you were with your parents and you watched the fall, or you watched the collapse, or you watched that happen and had that experience that in a moment your life was shifted forever. I can tell you, I understand. I understand. And I know what that's like. And the things that I can tell you that I learned from that moment, other than how wonderful people are, because people just stopped in their tracks to help and to assist. And I mean, just absolutely amazing. But we have now had years, several years worth of emergency room visits over and over and over, 30, 40, 50, whatever, emergency room visits. But I can tell you that always have their med list. Always, if even if you think it's going to be years down the line before there is a problem, if your parents are on any kind of medication, if they have any problems, if they have any heart conditions, if they have arthritis, if they smoke, if whatever it is that you think that they have, Crohn's or something from the past, or make sure that in your phone or on your person or in your car, that you always have a copy of their med list, and that you always have a copy of their doctors. So they can say who is their gastroenterologist, who is their, cardiac doctor, who is it, when they ask an emergency, or the doctor or the emergency staff need to know something quickly, that they can reach out to that hotline, that they can get records, that they can get the information they need. It may save your parents' life. Just that little bit of time of knowing they're allergic to this medicine before they give that medicine in the hospital, because that's the very best medicine. The next thing you know, they have a reaction to that medicine and you've made a condition worse. It's a simple thing. It's such a simple thing to do. Years in advance, just if you see them taking pills, ask what they're for and ask if you can just, get a current list of their medication and their dosage and just put it in your phone. Because when that bell rings, and if you are there, or if you are called, or all of a sudden you are racing to the hospital, and they say, do you know what meds they're on? Do you know if they have any allergies? Do you know who their doctor is? You can answer those questions, and that could be life-saving. It could be absolutely life-saving. And so I wanted to share that. And this weekend, I am going back to the awards ceremony, and it's bittersweet that I am winning an award this weekend. And I'm sure when I get there, people are going to say, how's your mom? And I'm so lucky that I'm going to be able to say, amazing. It's a miracle. And if you heard my intro show after all of these years of her not even being able to walk or to talk or to move or to feed herself or to read or to write or to sit up to do anything. She is now walking and talking, and she can tell you she loves you. And I just was able to move her back with my dad. It's a real miracle, and I look forward to sharing the journey and all of the steps that I did, because I took charge when they said, no, she's done with physical therapy, she's incompetent, there's nothing we can do. I said, no, she's still inside. You came at the wrong time of day. She has sundowners and she's not good at that time. Come back tomorrow when she's strong, when she's up, at a time when she's alert and her eyes are open. And to know how to get the help that you need, because each and every step that I took and each and every fight that I fought to be able to get her back on track, or to be able to get my dad where he is, or to be able to get them back together, they're all things that you can do that you don't even realize that you have the power, that you have the control, that you have the ability to captain and to steer the ship and to share that happiness and that wellness and to gift them with everything that they deserve. And at the same time, for your own joy, to see that you know that they want to be with you and that they are trying, and there are ways to be able to help steer that ship to wellness. And if they are making other choices, there are ways to be able to do that where you know what the rights are. And you know how to do it in a way that is so loving and so wonderful and so kind and so unifying for you, for your parents, for your family. And so it was important for me to share with you that this happened at an important life event for me, that my life has never been the same since then. But I can tell you, I've never loved as deeply as I love now. I've never cared or even known the word care the way that I know the word care right now. And I feel like I can go to this award ceremony this weekend and breathe. And I will always have the memories of my mom collapsing there. I will always have the memories of the ambulance and what that looked like and that night. And I will always now have the memory of her smiling or telling me that she loves me now, and knowing how far she goes and how far she has come. And if I'm being awarded that I am a champion, she's the real champion. My mom is the real champion to me. I might hold a trophy or get an award or a medal or whatever they're going to give me, but I could tell you the champion is my mom. And as we journey on these podcasts, I will teach you and tell you about care and finding the right caregivers, because I can tell you that the right caregivers and how you vet the right caregivers and how you know that somebody is going to be amazing. And we went through, gosh, maybe 9 care agencies before I finally understood what that right formula is for the care for your parents. And it's different for each person. It's different with their personality and their sense of humor and their needs and what their hobbies are and what they like and what their days are. And it's not just about somebody that is present. It's about somebody that can spark the light inside of them, somebody that understands them, somebody that they're happy to see, somebody that connects with them in such a beautiful way that it is swaddling for them and it is freeing for them and it is launching for them. And to find those right caregivers, and do you need a caregiver while they're in the hospital? Do you need a caregiver through the night? What does that look like from full-time care to when you just have care or somebody taking them to a doctor's visit? How do you find agencies, private caregivers? How does that work with insurance? I am happy to walk you through all of that. But I can tell you that when my mom was in the hospital, she was getting a feeding tube. And when she had the feeding tube, we learned that she was not able to move back with my dad. And it was shattering to know that, absolutely shattering. And my father and I had to go look at facilities. And it just so happened that my dad had a new caregiver that showed up at the hospital that day, and she was the new caregiver for my father. And we left her there. We said, "Hi, new caregiver. We're so sorry, but we have to go look at facilities. And why don't you stay here and keep my mom company in the hospital? We'll be back soon." And this new caregiver was not the caregiver for my mom. She was hired for my dad, but I was taking him with me. And when we came back to the hospital, we were walking through the corridor and we could see her down the hall. My mom's room was down the hall, and she was singing to my mom and reading to my mom and playing with my mom's hair. She wasn't even the caregiver for my mom. My mom had a full hospital staff, but she was so engaged with my mom, and my mom was smiling. And I was like, she's the one. She's going to be great. Look, because it's a natural instinct in her. It wasn't something that she was assigned to do. It was something she wasn't being paid to take care of my mom. It was who she was. And so when you're looking for people that have that sense of humor, that sing, that dance, whatever that is at your parents, and so we'll talk about that. And but for today, I just want to welcome you on this journey. I look forward to your questions. I look forward to helping you. I look forward to guiding you. I look forward to being your light and your vision and your compass for your care and everything that I have gone through. I am transparent. I am happy to share every good, every bad, every vulnerable part, all of my tears, all of my victories. I'm happy to share with you, and I am going to bring on the very best experts in the world to answer your questions and to be able to guide you through this incredible journey called parent child. And as our parents are aging, the how we take care of them and how we take care of ourselves in the process, and the great joy and the love that comes from that. And so I welcome you to the Caring Compass. It's fabulous having you with us, and we look forward to seeing you. Many blessings, many joys. And if you are following me, you can check out Nicole Branding Worldwide, and I will be posting pictures and videos from the Martial Arts Hall of Fame to share with you as well. This weekend is a gift. May it be a gift for you as well. If you do have a question, please make sure that you can write to me at Nicole@NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com, Nicole@NicoleBrandonWorldwide.com. And please feel free to follow us, to like, to subscribe, and make sure that you come back and ask those questions. And you can be with your parents. Your parents can be on the show. I know my father had so many questions with my mom, and my mom, when my dad was going through cancer, she had so many questions and no one to talk to. So even though I've crafted the show for those of us whose parents are aging and going through all of this and how we help them navigate those waters, we could also help your parents as well. So if you would like them to join us on the show, feel free to bring them on. Feel free to ask the questions. Feel free to be on this journey, because together we step forward, and every step that we take, we step into a future. We step into the unknown, but we step in with so much heart and so much faith and so much love. And I can tell you that there is a light. There is absolutely a light. And together, it's like a lighthouse, and it just shines everywhere. So thank you for being with me. This is a big weekend for me. And I just want to give kudos to my mom, who is my champion, as my dad is my champion. And no matter how many awards I win, the greatest, greatest, greatest thing that I've ever achieved is being able to stand by their side and to love them. And I hope the same for you, that you can say your greatest achievement is love. For that is the greatest gift of all. We look forward to seeing you next week. You are the
care compass, pointing hearts back home, turning quiet lonely rooms into places they belong. To the elderly, the wise, you give your steady light, careful care.